Good morning and welcome to Better Thyself segment of Dr. Lamba's Awakening Call. Recently, I asked a friend if she had watched a show I like, and her response was puzzling. She said, "No, I don't watch TV anymore." What she had done was, and I was happy in the beginning. I thought she had started up taking up reading or she had been too busy. But her response was, "Ever since getting TikTok, I just can't focus on a whole episode. A few seconds, a couple of minutes, and then you can't focus on an episode on the TV." I was shocked. I know I shouldn't be. In the modern world, inundated by the digital screen, and the constant ping and the vibration of the notifications. It's no surprise that our attention is dwindling down to zero, zilch, nada, nothing. Whether you find yourself daydreaming at work, or mindlessly checking your phone while watching TV, it can feel near impossible to maintain focus on a single task for an extended period of time. I was reading a magazine on neuroscience that I saw that you are not to be blamed for it. After studying both humans and monkeys, and humans are from monkeys, the University of California, Berkeley discovered that attention pulses in and out 4 times per second. So if your attention is pulsing in and out 4 times a second, that means that you are facing an uphill task every second. And that uphill task is battle of distraction. Even during the couple of minutes of watching TikTok, you would find people lose attention, and I've seen it. As a friend had told me, "Dr. Lamba, don't give these commands. You should only go to TikTok or to Instagram and things like that." Now, scientific hypothesis is that the shorter span gives early humans an evolutionary advantage of being able to monitor the surroundings of the danger. Today, you don't have that problem which your ancestors had. So why is it that you're still worried about not having a proper attention span, which can be laser sharp, increase your productivity, increase your creativity? You have digital devices specially designed now instead of the danger. At that time, the danger was the problem of natural causes. Now the danger is from these digital devices. Automatic notifications, they prompt you to automatically at random intervals change your attention. And what you need is a dopamine hit of bright light or social reinforcement. Now, what exactly is attention span? That's a $1 million question. It is a length of time for which you are able to concentrate mentally on a particular activity. Attention refers to your thoughts and the length of. It's a sort of overarching, colloquially used term, but it can mean many things. There are different flavors. Attention relies on mental ability doing their jobs. It's like a working memory, you know, kind of your brain's RAM. Inhibition and mental flexibility. That is attention span. And there are infinite number of things hanging around us all the time. But the brain can only process a limited one. To illustrate how our brains decide what to pay attention to, we call the classic example I can think of is a cocktail party. At the cocktail party, you can focus on any number of stimuli, the music playing, the sound of the glasses tinkling, the person walking by, a beautiful girl or a handsome man, or the conversation happening behind you. So, thanks to the brain's filtering process, you usually tune to what you think proper. And I'm not talking of those people who suffer from ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity. I'm not to the people who are from autism. I'm talking to normal human beings like you and me. So, technology with the pings and the pops of divert you from the attention. But the attention, this habit has become ingrained. And the moment the ping is there, we go to our device. And that destroys our attention span. Due to brain's use of schemes, a framework of interpreting complex system, we have become attuned to the short term. Now, how to increase it? That's a major issue which we started. The first thing you should do is limit how often you switch your task. I mean, if you are switching your task, TikTok is switching your task, you are watching one, then you go to other, then you go to a third. Now even Facebook has come with the reels. A couple of minutes, a few seconds. One time it might be cooking, the second time it might be cleaning, the third time it might be looking pretty, and so on and so forth. So the Harvard Business Review I was reading, they have quoted a study that an average human being switches tasks 1,200 times per day and without knowing. Now, simple, you are reading and then you are listening to music and then you are talking about, you are switching immediately. And this bouncing from one thing to the other can have a detrimental effect on your focus and your performance. And you might have seen, you are talking to your life partner, and you think of something else and you say, are you listening to me? Am I talking to a doe? Yes, she is, I is. Because your attention span is become so short that you can't even imagine it. There was an observational study in 2005, and it found that an office worker spends on an average only 11 minutes working on one project before switching to another. One interrupted participant took an average of 25 minutes and 25 seconds to resume the work. So you're working, somebody comes, hey, how are you? Attention gone. The whole, and then it takes a long time. That's a wastage of time. So this consistence, interruption, are the biggest problem. So limit you. Something you can't change. If somebody comes to you suddenly and interrupts you, okay. But your attention should be to stick to one task and do it. And switching significantly reduces your efficiency and your quality of work. We call it the switch cost effect. Sometimes it's unavoidable. But then, if it's avoidable, then why not do it? Now, this digitalization of work now tethers the ability to perform value to the ability to focus on the small chunks and then hyper jump that focus on another task without reversing the thought process. That is the benefit of digital. Unfortunately, we misuse digital capability. And that's a problem. Pausing between two tasks reduces both the time it takes to get to the second task and the number of mistakes made. If you change the task very often, the mistakes would be too many. So the old system, which was stick to one task, finish it, then go to the other task. But if you must pinch between the tasks, consider stopping to take a breath between each. Deep breath, so that your brain senses calm down and then are ready to take the next step. That short pause would save a lot of time and sharpens your attention span. It may save you time and improve your accuracy also. So first is one step. then don't multitask. Multitasking doesn't work. And the research has shown that those who multitask, often the downsides are more long-lasting. And not only when you are multitasking, but even when you are not multitasking, your efficiency is reduced. Because your brain has started thinking on multitasking process. It cannot concentrate on one. And you know, it's like a butterfly flying from one flower to another. Fine, it's good for the butterfly, it's good for the bees, but not for the human beings. Man, you have to be creative. Butterflies are beautiful to look at, but they're not creative. You are to be creative. You are to be productive. Heavy multitasking has shown to be more distracted by irrelevant information on the screen. Otherwise, you are less capable of filtering out irrelevant matters, and you concentrate on small things which you should ignore. Secondly, if you are multitasking, you are very slow to respond when asked to switch tasks. Sometimes to remember by, next time you open TikTok or Twitter while watching TV, you will see you can't immediately connect. And if you can't immediately connect, that is something to be worried about. Third thing, meditate, mindfulness, concentrate. What does meditation do? Meditation can alter your brain chemistry and has a number of worthwhile benefits. 5 minutes of meditation can get you a couple of hours of real, real good attention span. It includes worthwhile. And it's a healing practice. It's ideal. As a matter of fact, just 10 minutes of guided meditation per day, that's now. It will increase your attention by more than 30 times. That has been proven. Just 10 minutes of meditation. And if you can just close your eyes, meditate every hour, imagine how productive you will be. Somebody asked me, Dr. Lamba, you give your comments every morning. You write 4 to 5 articles a day. You have written 8 books. How do you do it? And I tell them, well, I work for about an hour or so, and then I just either enjoy the beauty of the flowers or the wind, or just close my eyes and think of the peace. And that reinvigorates me. That's my oxygen. And after 10 minutes, again, I can do it. So what people perform in one day, I'm able to perform in a couple of hours. And the fourth thing you've got to do is eat brain-supporting foods. There are certain foods which support the brain activity, increase your attention span, because what is attention span depends on your neurons, which are like sensors. And those sensors, those neurons, help improve your attention and cognitive function. Would you believe, when I could eat, no, I can't eat anything, I'm just living on broth. But I would take both types, junk and healthy. For example, if you find that these foods, if you take them regularly, you'll find your attention span increasing because your brain neurons are getting food and nutrition, and that's important. People think coffee is bad. No, coffee is not bad. Coffee sharpens your activity. Chocolate, people think it's bad. No, it's not. And most of the Indian parents always hate giving chocolate to their children. And I'm amazed. Caffeine improves your attention both on the simple and the complex tasks. Blueberries. And so on and so forth. You can see for yourself which food, brain helping foods you like. And the fifth most important, assess yourself every time. When you're trying to pay attention, your list is using much more part of your brain. And the most important is the prefrontal cortex. Glucose, a simple sugar, is the brain's main source of energy. It serves as the raw material the brain uses to treat ATP, attention, which provides energy for the many metabolic processes. See, one spoon of honey in a glass of water, and I am able to talk to you for 15 minutes. That's what I do. So while some functions like running away from danger are pre-programmed in the brain, they are easy to access, the danger that you run. But the ability to focus for a long time and for a concentrated time is highly complex. And this complexity comes variability. Attention is highly variable, changes through the day, and depends on your mood and your overall health. When we are tired or feeling emotionally drained, the networks end up working much less. To understand your attention span, I suggest keeping a work log. Set aside specific amount of time to get work done and set a timer. Once the time is up, rate yourself whether you complete the task, how focused you were, how many times you were interrupted, not by the outside agencies but by yourself, and whether you were in a state of flow. The other time you begin to recognize patterns in your successes, you would find your productivity, your creativity, your environment would be great, and that would be a motivation by itself. Maintaining focus is like increasing an uphill battle. I'm being very honest. On the bright side, there are expert best practices that can implement to preserve your attention, deepen it, heighten it. So limiting multitasking, deepening your meditation practice, figuring out how much time and environment you can help, keeping a workload, eating brain healthy food will make you much more creative, much more productive, much more better human being. And that's what you want to be. Thank you.